Hello? Yes, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Juanito C. Alcantara III, ABC number 269104.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 2nd, 2019. Is that correct, Mr. Alcantara?
Yeah. But
that's what's known as an Arizona Board of Executive Clemency notification of board hearing form. Now, that form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Just representing myself today.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. Of course, you cannot see us because this is a telephone hearing, but in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Doctor, are you voting?
Yes, sir.
The Honorable, our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Grady. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
My parole officer?
He'll be representing your parole officer.
All right.
Mr. Alcantara, before we get started, I need to swear you in. And so, Mr. Alcantara and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Alcantara, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the one allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
I think so.
Well, sir, do you or don't you?
No, not really.
I was concerned about that. I'm going to read from the warrant of arrest. I'm going to read the charge that the parole officer made to violate you.
Okay.
After I read it, you can tell me whether or not you believe it is true or false. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, into criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your parole officer, Avery, by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 3rd, 2018, as directed on September 28, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Alcantara, is this true or false?
Yes, this is true.
Okay, thank you. Based on Mr. Alcantara's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Alcantara, we're going to continue with the second phase or the second half of this hearing. It is during this phase that the board will decide whether or not to continue on community supervision or to revoke.
So May I say something real quick, please?
Well, sir, you'll be given a chance to speak to the board in detail, but if you have something short to offer to us, go ahead.
Well, it's my turn to talk then. I apologize.
Okay, no, thank you, sir. Okay, as I was stating, it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Alcantara. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Alcantara was released from DOC on September 27th of 2018. He was arrested on December 9th of 2018 by 10 PPD. He had new charges of possession of dangerous drugs. He returned back to DOC on December 9th of 2018. He had a CCD of December 3rd of 2019 that reflects 67 absconding days. Current conviction, 2013, burglary, third degree, 7 years. Prior conviction, 2012, burglary to possession, 1 year. 2012, burglary to possession, 1 year. He has 2 terms of DOC. His CUIR scores are 4-4, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. Gang information, he admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Southside 48th Street. Prior term to supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs, violence, and stalking a staff member noted. Other arrests in 2008, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score of a G7, V8, and the status of charges is still pending.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Alcantara. I am going to make a very quick review of your case supervision summary, and then after that, you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. According to your supervision summary, you were released without approved placement on September 28, 2018. You were approved to reside with your sponsor slash sister, Marisol Alcantara, at 740 West University Drive, apartment 123 in Tempe. You did not have any other approved placements while on supervision. So, Mr. Alcantara, you were missing from parole for 67 days. Where were you living at that time?
Tell the truth, everything has changed within 6 years and 6 years and a half. Everything has changed, and I would get lost walking down the street or whatever. I'd get lost. My sister would have to go pick me up sometimes. I'd just be all over the place, and I'd get lost because everything has changed out there.
Well, a lot has changed in these recent years. A lot of growth in the city, a lot of change in technology, too. But you were missing for 67 days, so were you still living with your sister?
Well, yes, but I would just be in and out, in and out, in and out.
Where would you stay when you were out?
No, I'd stay at a friend's house.
Okay. So, did you stay with different friends?
Yeah. But I wouldn't stay with them even a couple times. Other than that, I'd just be at my sister's house. I'd sleep there and then I'd just take off in the next morning.
Okay, sir. Did you find work when you were on community supervision?
Now, that right there, was looking for a job, and then I was going to fill out an application for construction, because there's a lot of construction right there on Middle and Amazon, but I didn't get the job because I got arrested.
Okay, sir. Well, we do commend you for looking for work. We have a programming note that you have an EI 93 score of 2 and were not mandated to attend program or on supervision. And I think they're referring to any drug use. But did you have a history of drug use, Mr. Alcantara?
No.
Okay.
And when I got arrested, the possession of dangerous drug, it wasn't a possession of dangerous drug, it was just a pipe. I found it, and the reason why I got arrested is because two cars had hit each other. I went to go see if everybody was okay, but then, you know, that's when the cops rolled up, the police officers rolled up, and yeah, I got scared and I took off, and yeah, I got arrested. They caught me.
And why did you take off, sir?
Because, you know, inmates are not allowed to socialize or, conversate with police officers.
Oh, you're talking about having police contact. Well,
yeah.
It's not that you're not allowed to speak with them. It's that if you've had some sort of contact, some sort of action by the police, you're supposed to report it to your parole officer. You can't speak to police officers. Just to be clear on that.
I know that, but may I say something?
Yes, sir. We actually want to hear what you have to say. Thank you, sir.
No, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be honest. You know, if you guys would just give me a second chance, I will obey all the rules. It's just, you know, the freedom that I got when I got out September 27th, the feeling has felt so good. And seeing my family for those 2 months, that was really nice. I don't want to mess that up again. I don't want to be out of the life. I was already out of the life for like 8 years. I don't want to be out of the life anymore, any longer. So if you guys would please give me a second chance, I will obey all the rules. I will go to programming. If you guys want me to drop a UA 3 times a week, I will do that. Go check in 3 times a week, I will do that too. I would do anything possible just to see if I can get reinstated on parole. And I will not let you guys down. I will not let none of you guys down.
Okay, so I appreciate your commitment, but I do have some questions. You said that you're freedom from drug, and I understand that. I think any sort of confinement, let alone being inside the Department of Corrections, being free of that would probably be relieving, but if your freedom was important to you, why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer and just adhere to the rules the first time?
Well, to tell you the truth, I did not, I just felt so, so good being out of prison, and, you know, I would want to stay like that because I don't want to come back. I don't want to go back to prison. I want to be out there being a better man. It's a new year. It's a new year. Time for me to be. It's a new me. And I'm not going to mess up. You know, the past is the past. You know, I'm looking towards the future. And I want to be there for my family. I want to be there. I want to be a good citizen. I don't want to be a person in prison, like, you know, doing the stuff that I did just to survive. And I don't want to be that way. I want to move forward in life.
Okay, so I'll ask you again. You were missing from your community supervision, or as we commonly say, parole, for 67 days. You said you're in and out of your sister's house, but why did you break up contact? Why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer?
I was scared. I really was scared. See, like when I first went on, I was 28. I was really scared that they were just gonna keep me in there. They were gonna keep me and throw me back in prison, because I thought we had a check in the first day that we had that out. I thought I had a check in on the 27th, but I went on the 28th, and I got really scared. I thought they were just gonna keep me in there for violating. And you know, this this is really the first time me ever being in prison for this amount of time, and having to, how can I say it, check in with the parole officer, and I didn't want to be paranoid. No, not paranoid, scared that they're going to tell me to, come in and then put handcuffs on me and all that.
Well, sir, tell me something. No, the reason why we're here is for violating your conditions. I noticed in your history you had an arrest for burglary and a couple for burglary tools. Why were you involved in burglary back then, sir?
Why was I involved?
Yeah.
Because, I really did like it. I like getting stuff, other people's stuff, but that's not me. Being locked up for so long in prison made me a different person. I don't like stealing from nobody. Not even my own family, I'm going to steal from them. So why am I going to steal from somebody else if I can just work for it? Work for what I want.
Were you selling things to pay for drugs, sir?
Huh?
Were you buying drugs with things that you stole? Trading stolen property by drugs? Were you doing that back then?
Doing that back then?
Yeah.
A little bit. Mostly, sell stuff for money.
Okay.
So I could buy, food and ice cream from the ice cream man, from my niece and my nephews, all that, but that's not me no more. That's not me. It's a new year, it's a new me. And I wanna be a better person for my family.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Have any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Alcantara, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know before we go into discussion and vote on this case?
All I would like to say is I apologize for obstructing and parole, and it won't happen again. I mean it. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Alcantara. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone. But it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate what Mr. Alcantara says, that it's a new year. He wants to be a different person. Move on, and I'll just fill in the blanks, but move on from a life of crime. He wants to adhere to his conditions, but in short, it is very hard to look past disappearing from community supervision for 67 days, and I am just not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on our discussion with Mr. Alcantara. The information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3346, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Alcantara was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal measure company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision. He disappeared for 67 days and we could not account for his activity in the community. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright. The Honorable Mr. Neal, correct? Mr. Neal?
Yes.
And the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Alcantara, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about December 3rd, 2019. I recognize that is over or less than 11 months away. but it is just a matter of months, so we encourage you to take advantage of any program that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for a safe return to the community. We certainly don't want to see you in trouble in the criminal justice system anymore. It sounds like that you cherish your freedom, and we hope to see you productive and crime-free. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Ms. Alcantara, we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Well, hold on, I got something to say real quick.
This hearing is over. Can you give the phone to your CO3?
How am I doing time until December 3rd? That's more than 7 years if I only got sentenced seven years.
We don't do the time calculation. Please talk to your CO3 about any time comp issues with the Department of Corrections. We only make determinations on revocation. Thank you, sir.
Take time to the phone, sir.